The disciples were scared. They had just watched Jesus be arrested, beaten, and crucified. Now rumors were spreading that his tomb was empty. They did not know what to do, so they did what many of us do, they hid. But Jesus did not wait for them to feel brave. He came to them right where they were, afraid, confused, and hiding. And his first words were not, "Why didn't you believe?" or "Why are you hiding?" His first words were, "Peace be with you," just like we shared today. That is the heart of Jesus. He meets us in our fear, not after it. When they saw his hands and his side, they knew it was really him. And the Bible says they were filled with joy. Their fear did not disappear because the situation changed. Their fear disappeared because Jesus showed up. The same is true for us today. Whatever you are afraid of, whatever locked room you are sitting in right now, Jesus is still saying to you, "Peace be with you." After Jesus greeted them, he said something remarkable. He breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven." So think about what this meant to the people of that time. The Jews were living under Roman rule. Ordinary people had no power, no authority. They were the ones who needed to ask for mercy from Roman officials, from nobles, from those in charge. Forgiveness was something only the powerful could give. And yet, Jesus looks at these ordinary, frightened disciples and says, "You can forgive." This was not just a spiritual instruction. It was a complete change of identity. You are no longer just someone who needs forgiveness. You are now someone who gives forgiveness. That is a huge shift. It means you are no longer powerless. You carry something only God can give, and He has given it to you. So when you forgive someone, you are not being weak. You are showing the strength of Christ inside you. You are being a witness. You are saying with your life, "I have been forgiven and I can forgive." So let me ask you today, are you walking in the privilege of forgiveness? Is there someone in your life you still have not forgiven? That unforgiveness is a locked door, and Jesus wants to walk through it. Then comes the story of Thomas. You know very well. He had not been in the room that first night, when the other disciples told him they had seen the risen Jesus. Thomas said, "Unless I see the nail marks with my own eyes, I will not believe." 1 week later, Jesus appears again. And this time, Thomas is there. Jesus shows him his hands and his side. Thomas falls down and says, "My Lord and my God." One of the most beautiful confessions in all of scriptures. Here is what I want you to notice. The other disciples also needed to see before they believed. They recognized Jesus only when they saw his wounds. Thomas was not so different. He simply wanted the same proof the others had already received. So when Jesus says, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed," I do not think he was speaking only to Thomas. I believe he was speaking to everyone in that room. And I believe he is speaking to you and me today. You have never seen Jesus with your own eyes. You have never touched his hands or his side. And yet, you are here. You believe. You come back week after week to hear his story and to try to live it out. This is not just a little blessed. Deeply, truly blessed, more than you may realize. Peter did not fully believe until he saw the empty tomb. Thomas did not believe until he saw the wounds. But you believe without seeing. You are exactly kind of person Jesus was talking about. You are blessed because you believe without seeing. You are blessed because you carry the privilege of forgiveness. You are blessed because the risen Jesus has given you his peace and his spirit. The resurrection is not just something that happened 2,000 years ago. It is alive in you every time you forgive, every time you choose peace over fear, every time you walk into your weak trusting in Jesus you cannot see. You are not less than the disciples. In the eyes of Jesus, you are more blessed. Go and live like it. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for meeting us in our fear and saying, "Peace be with you." Thank you that your resurrection is real and that even without seeing, we can believe and you call us blessed. Open the locked doors in our hearts. Help us forgive as you have forgiven us. And may our lives point others to you. We believe, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen.